Ideas of privilege, independence, and self-regulation are also out of date. For usually good reasons, doctors have been cut down to size in our society. Partly, this worsening of their public image is because doctors are now seen as liable to error. Society is less willing to bow to a doctor's once sacred authority. As a result, doctors are being made more accountable than ever before to the public. This process has not been without pain. In some countries, such as the UK, they have finally lost the power to govern themselves. Instead, public institutions have the final responsibility for judging their performance. The patient is a far more powerful force in a doctor's professional life today than in past generations. The patient expects to be more the equal partner of the doctor. Medicine's goal is not only to cure or relieve suffering from a disease. It is also to promote a person's well-being and dignity. Many patients want to be engaged participants in a doctor's thinking, not just its passive recipients. Whereas once doctors spoke of the doctor-patient relationship, they now increasingly talk of the patient-doctor interaction. The reversal is significant as well as symbolic. It represents a shift of power from professional to patient. The expectations society has of medicine have changed. Doctors have duties to society, as well as to patients and themselves. They are part of an expensive system of healthcare, which has to be managed responsibly. Doctors have to be good managers of that system and not merely physicians working with single patients. These wider responsibilities sometimes go against a doctor's well-developed sense of independent identity. The pace of change in medicine is also so fast that doctors must demonstrate their continuous ability to keep up to date as knowledge advances. They should be willing to accept that they are part of a multi-professional health team.